the voice of peace from John chapter 20. Okay, Google, what's the weather forecast this weekend? Hey, Siri, call my mom. Alexa, set my alarm for 7 a.m. The human voice has new power. Now we don't have to type with our thumbs anymore. We can talk to our devices and they will do what we ask. Or at least that's how it's supposed to work. It's the sort of thing that was science fiction just a few years ago, at a time when most of the information that went into our computer was on punch cards. Captain Kirk and others on the USS Enterprise talked to a computer. And now we all can talk to the computer. We can dictate to our word processing programs. We can surf the internet without touching the keyboard. And we can call up a recipe in the kitchen without dirtying the tablet screen. God created the voice to have power. When sea lions gather in large colonies to raise their young, hundreds of pups will swim into the water together and come back together. Once on shore, they find their mothers by listening for the distinct sound of the mother's voice. In time, all the young find their way back to their own mothers. Easter is among other things about the power of voice. On the second Sunday of Easter, the risen Lord Jesus comes to you and to me and to speak his peace into our hearts, so that we may speak that peace to the world. This is what we read in this morning's gospel. After Mary and the other woman told Jesus' disciples they had seen the Lord, the disciples did not really believe. By the evening of the day, the disciples are behind locked doors, like a little hutch of rabbits, afraid of the wolf that might be looking for them. This is the church at its absolute worst. Hunker down, huddled together, letting fear rather than faith control their every thought and action. Then suddenly Jesus comes and stands among them. The disciples were glad when they saw the Lord, but in their joy, not one of them apologizes for his behavior over the last few days. No one says he's sorry or that they should have done better. Perhaps part of the reason is they don't get a chance to say anything. Instead, it's Jesus who speaks the first word. And just as was the case at the sound of God's voice in creation, the sound of Jesus' voice creates something wonderful and new. Peace be with you, he says in verse 19. This is not a wish or a hope. It is the gift to them. Peace be with you, he says, and there is peace and joy. The disciples could only begin to realize that this was the whole point of what Jesus has just been through. Jesus' death on the cross was to establish the peace between God and man that had been shattered when we first sinned. Sin will always stand as separation, conflict between two parties. In sin, we live for ourselves, not for the other. In sin, we cannot be in harmony or our will gladly yielded to other. In sin, you could never be with God because his holiness cannot be in relationship with unholiness. But by taking our sin to the cross, Christ removed the separation and reconciled us to God, bringing us back into peace with him. The whole sin repeats a week later when Thomas at last is with the disciples. The doors are still locked, but Jesus comes again. He speaks the same word, "Peace be with you." Rather than scolding, Jesus encourages Thomas to touch and to see the wounds. Do not disbelieve, but believe. Even though 2,000 years have passed since that first Easter evening, the church still struggles to get out from behind locked doors and into the world. While we might not fear suffering the same cruelty as Jesus suffered on the cross, the fear that kept the first apostles locked up, there is as much to be worried of in the 21st century as there was in the first century. The irony of the disciples' locked doors is that they weren't really keeping out soldiers looking to crucify them, and they weren't keeping out friends and relatives who may have wanted to ridicule them for following Jesus. The one they were locking out actually was Jesus. They locked out the word. He had so clearly spoken to them about dying and rising again. And in locking out the word, they locked out Jesus. When fear becomes our focus, we fall into the same trap. We lock out the Lord, who time and again tells his church, do not be afraid. The securely locked doors are not a problem for him. If the grave could not keep him in the ground, their padlocks would not keep him outside the room where they were gathered. And so he comes and stands among them and among us and speaks his word, a word that brings the very thing it says, peace be with you. This is Jesus' word to you this second Sunday of Easter. Peace be with you. That word comes to you and me today with exactly the same power as it came to those first disciples on the first Easter and to Thomas a week later. These words are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and by believing you may have life in his name. In his word, Jesus comes among us today, and we experience the power of his voice. He doesn't just tell us about peace, but he actually speaks peace to you and to me. Jesus spoke his peace to you in the water of your baptism, where you were joined to his death and resurrection, and you died to sin and rose to new life. That peace is spoken to you every time you return in repentance to your baptism. And he says to you through your pastor, I forgive you all your sins. That peace is spoken to you at his table, wherein, with and under bread and wine, he comes through space and time to feed you his body and his blood for the forgiveness of your sins, and to lift from you your fears. There his voice speaks peace. This is for you, he says, for the forgiveness of sins. And when we rise from the table at peace, ready to go into the world, as the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you. The Lord cannot be bound. His word will not be bound, and his followers do not live behind locked doors. He sends us out into the world, but we do not go empty-handed. He breathes his Holy Spirit upon his disciples and his church. He hands the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And with that, we, like those first disciples, are sent to the world to be the voice of peace. Our voices, our human voices, become voices of power, not because they are louder or wiser or more entertaining than other voices, but because through our voice he himself speaks. Long before there was a Google, a Siri, or an Alexa, there was the risen Lord Jesus speaking to and through people like you and me, so that all who are locked behind doors of fear, sin, and sickness, and even death itself, might hear his word. Peace be with you. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.